It's been fun so far. You know, we're changing a lot of things up from last year. It'll give us a little more freedom up front to kind of move around and do some different things. So, so far, so good. We're just kind of taking it in stride, getting better every day with it.
You know, a lot of guys have said that more freedom. These decisions you're making before the snap yourself, or things you guys have talked about?
Some things could be just us. Some things obviously are going to come from the top. But like I said, as long as it's a kind of a different thing where we're not just, you know, sitting there as sitting targets, stuff like that, get us moving around a little bit, keep them guessing, really. And I think it's going to help out. Like I said, it's been doing good so far, and we like it a lot.
You ended up playing more snaps than any D-lineman last year. Did you expect that?
No, not at all, really. Came in, and when I came in last year, I just told myself I was going to do whatever the team needed, you know, whatever that was going to be. And, you know, it didn't bother me to play that many snaps. I mean, obviously, that's what the team asked me to do. Obviously, this year, we want to stay a lot more healthy. I think that was one of the bigger reasons why I played so many snaps. You know, Derek was hurt every now and then, just had injuries across the board. So, it doesn't bother me any. I try to stay in the best shape I can, but hopefully, don't have to do it again this year.
Getting bigger was kind of priority in the signings of Petco and Kern.
Yeah, I probably gained 15 pounds over the offseason. I mean, it's not an advantage for yourself to be, you know, under 275, which I was at times last year, going against, you know, offensive lines in the AFC West. So this offseason I tried to gain, you know, 15 pounds. Hopefully I can gain another 5 before training camp, and obviously all good weight to where I can still move. But I feel a lot stronger going into this summer than I had in any summers I've been in the NFL.
What did you do in terms of off-season training?
Well, really, just ate a lot more. Obviously, ate the same things, ate healthy, but obviously, instead of eating, you know, 4 times a day, turn it into like 6-7 times a day, just smaller portions, but at more time. And obviously, just keep lifting hard, keep training like I have been, like everybody does in the off-season. There's no real secret as far as training wise. I mean, you just got to train hard and eat right and eat a lot. So that's what I did.
What's the heaviest you've played at?
Prior to this, the heaviest I've probably been was 85. And then when I got here last year, it was a little bit tough for me to keep on the weight. So, but this is the heaviest I've been so far. So, hell, if I can keep it up, keep my weight on, you know, I'm gonna be feeling a lot better than I did last year.
When you look back at last year, were you guys able to pinpoint one thing that kind of led to struggles against the run? Was it a combination of things? Did you feel like you guys have addressed it?
I think so. I mean, it was a combination of things. Obviously, you can't point fingers at one position or one guy or anything like that. But like I said, we wanted to get bigger up front. We were undersized last year. We knew it. But, you know, we just tried to be, you know, our tenacity level, we just tried to keep that up. Obviously, we're doing some different things defensively this year to help out with that. Being bigger, being stronger this year will help out with that. And, I mean, you'd really have to ask, you know, Coach Woods what he wants to do to emphasize things we're weaker at. Right now, it's, you know, defensive linemen. We're just doing what we can. Like I said, getting strong, getting bigger, just using this summertime to do those things to be better physically than we were last year.
How good a feel can you get in these workouts?
The tempo, that's really the biggest thing. We're seeing the speed of how, you know, things are going to be ran, and that's been good so far. I mean, guys are really starting to grasp on and get the speed down, get the tempo that we're running practice with. So training camp, really, we're still hitting up front. I mean, the only thing that's different is we don't have shoulder pads or anything like that on. We're still going at it. But the tempo is going to be the same. That's really the biggest thing going into training camp is if everybody's, you know, going full speed all the time and getting used to that. That's really when you get in football shape and stuff like that. The hitting will come. I mean, like I said, all we're doing is not wearing shoulder pads right now. So everything else will come once the pads come.
Anything else, Jared, guys?
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jared.